Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Namitha Raghunath, and today is Thursday, the 16th of September, 2021. Starting in Europe today. In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has fired several cabinet ministers. He has also promoted new people to replace them in a major reshuffle. The Prime Minister fired the Education Secretary Gavin Williamson and moved Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab to the Justice Department. Chancellor Rishi Sunak and Home Secretary Priti Patel kept their jobs. The government said the aim of the reshuffle was to put in place a strong and united team to build back better from the pandemic. Also in the UK, Shamima Begum, who left the UK as a teenager to join Daesh, the Islamic State group, says she will regret it for the rest of her life. Begum has now offered to help the UK fight terrorism. She said she could be useful to society and it would be a waste to leave her in a Syrian camp. Begum has been accused of playing an active role in the terrorist group, which she denies.
I'm asking the British people to forgive me because I made a mistake at a very young age. And I know it's very hard for the British people to try and forgive me.
Sajid Javid, who was Home Secretary at the time, is still supporting his choice to take away her citizenship.
For me, it was a very clear-cut decision, and that was a decision that's been tested in the courts. It's gone right up to the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, and they ruled in favour of that decision unanimously.
The Americas. In the United States, gymnast Simone Biles has testified before the Senate about abuse she suffered at the hands of former team doctor Larry Nassar.
To be clear, I blame Larry Nassar, and I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse. USA Gymnastics and the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee knew that I was abused by their official team doctor long before I was ever made aware of their knowledge.
Former teammates also testified. Nassar was convicted of sexually abusing girls. He is serving a life sentence in jail. The four athletes were among more than 200 women who gave statements to a court in 2018. In total, Nassar was accused of sexual abuse by more than 330 women and girls at USA Gymnastics and Michigan State University. In Haiti, Prime Minister Ariel Henry has been banned from leaving Haiti. This is as authorities investigate his alleged involvement in the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Mr. Henry has been asked to explain his connection with a key suspect in the killing. Records show the two men had multiple phone calls just hours after the assassination. Mr. Moïse was killed at home on the 7th of July. Asia. In Pakistan, female players from Afghanistan's junior national soccer team have crossed the border into the country. The girls had spent the past month in hiding as they feared a crackdown on women's rights by the Taliban. Members of the women's team flew out of Kabul last month, but the youth team were left behind as they didn't have passports or other documents. Pakistan's Football Federation said the group will stay at their headquarters. A further 34 people will arrive today. The players will remain in Pakistan under tight security for 30 days. Only after this can they apply for asylum in another country. According to authorities, the players had written to Pakistan's Prime Minister, Imran Khan, to ask for permission to urgently enter Pakistan. In Afghanistan, Acting Deputy Prime Minister Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar has denied reports that he was injured by other Taliban members. There have been reports of a fight between Taliban leaders, and the Taliban co-founder had disappeared for several days. Africa. In Nigeria, Information Minister Lai Mohammed said Nigeria would lift the ban on Twitter in a few days. He, however, did not give a specific date. Mr. Mohammed said Nigerian authorities and Twitter officials were going to reach a final agreement soon. Nigeria banned Twitter in June, after it removed a post by President Muhammadu Buhari. The ban has harmed Nigerian businesses and been widely criticized for not allowing freedom of expression. In Mauritius, 8 babies and 7 staff members tested positive for COVID-19. They tested positive at a rescue shelter in northern Mauritius. The babies, who were all staying in the same room, were reportedly infected by a staff member. Last week, a 15-month-old baby died after she had tested positive for COVID. Mauritius has recorded a rise in COVID-19 cases since last month. And that's your world news in 7 minutes. Please help us to grow by mentioning us in an Instagram story. We will say thank you on the podcast. I'm Namitha Raghunath, and tomorrow you will be with Stephen DeVincenzi. Have a great day.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.